time. So welcome. We were expecting Rita. We were thinking that the lady that came at the wrong time last week, Esther, was going to come, but neither of those have arrived, but we must start. Can I say that in the church calendar, today is Ascension Day, and that is why we will be singing the first song that's on our sheets, one specially for Ascension Day. I hope when you hear the tune you know it. And the rest of the songs will fit in with the theme, hopefully, of the message. Can I just say that if you filled in one of these, the information is confidential. It's not made available to anybody else. Eunice and I keep that privately. So it, now we do have a directory, but when we have a new one, we hand that round and make sure that you're all happy with what's in it. But that is only among our own people anyway. But this information is certainly private, and it helps us, because if suddenly we had to change venue or something else, we know how we can get in contact with you. All right, so it's... or if we have a special request. And it's always lovely to have people who are willing to take one of the readings, to give a word of testimony, or to lead in prayer in one of our services. So if people want to volunteer for that, that is also great. Yes, yeah, I'll give you a couple at the end. Sorry? Hey? Oh, well, can you just leave it for now? At the end, there's these packs for you to take away. They contain a CD and words for a song written by Graham Kendrick for the Queen's Jubilee, and we are going to sing it at the open air service. So we thought if you're coming, you might like to play the CD and get used to the tune. So you can take one of those if you are coming, please.
Oh. Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Good. Right, so we'll start with the hymn, Hail the Day That Sees Him Rise. Jesus rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven eventually.
Oh,
Let us come to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and most gracious Lord, we come to worship you today. We come to sing your praises. We come to glorify you, for you are the one and only true and living God. We thank you for answered prayer. We thank you for all that you do for us. We thank you
winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above. Joy with all nature in manifold witness, through thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin, and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see.
Only very recently, I'd like to say this, that I've realised that all through my life, I've had food, I've had shelter, I've had clothing, and I just haven't appreciated it. And that's really come home to me recently. And during my working life, I didn't realise, but I had sleep apnea. So I'd be going to work and being like a drunk with a hangover, couldn't concentrate, struggled to do my work, and I don't know how I hung on to some of my jobs. And you might not be surprised, I got made redundant 5 times. I think they knew something was wrong, but God provided all the way through. So I praise Him. I thank Him.
Thank you. Now let us come to the Lord again for our prayer of intercession. Let's pray. Lord, we pray that you might always be at the center of our lives. We thank you that we do not walk alone in this world, but if we put our trust in you, then you are there for us in ways that astound us. Because you are so loving, you are so gracious. And Lord, before we even know you or accept you, you are there for us. Because you have loved us from the beginning. No matter what's happened, you've still continued to love us. And your gift of forgiveness is so wonderful. But we know, Lord, that in this world there is much that must disappoint you. We pray, Lord, for leaders, for those in authority in all nations, both nationally and locally. Lord, we pray that you would give to them your wisdom. You would give to them your guidance. For Lord, we know that you want, and Lord, we want to see a world that loves each other, a world that's full of peace, unity, harmony. Oh Lord, may it truly happen. We think of the situation in places like Uganda. We think of places like Afghanistan. We think of places like the situation with Russia. Oh Lord, how we pray for peace in all of these situations, and how we pray for a fair treatment of all citizens, male and female, young and old. Lord, there is so much need in our world, and we thank you for all the organizations, all the volunteers that are working to help people in need. Lord, it's a wonderful work that is going on. And we thank you, Lord, for all the work that is being completed to bring safety to all people. We know, Lord, there is much concern how some women are treated. And we pray, Lord, that all that abuse might come to an end. And Lord, as we draw near to the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, Lord, we give thanks for her reign, yes, Lord, but we also give thanks for the way that you have guided her, for the way that you have inspired her, for the way that you have worked in and through her despite many problems. And so, Lord, it's good that we give thanks for her, but we also give thanks for what you're doing in her life and for our lives. Lord, some of us have really brought disgust to your causes, but you brought about a change in our lives, and we thank you for that. For you are a transforming God. You transform our lives, and we can look back and say, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done in our lives. But Lord, may we also be faithful in the way we continue to serve you. May our service not be lukewarm, but may it be enthusiastic. And may our love not be just for our family and friends, but may it be for all people. Lord, help us to love everyone with no reservations. Lord, we know that you love all people. We know it's your desire that none should be lost, but that all should be saved. Lord, we've got a responsibility there if we truly love you. Help us, Lord. Fill us and empower us with the Spirit that we might share your love with others. May our lives be a walking witness. Have your way, Lord. Hear our prayer, which comes in the wonderful and powerful name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen. As I looked at the church at Philadelphia, faithful isn't the only thing that we're going to hear about. The other one is love. I won't go into that now, but that's why I've chosen the next song, Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You. Let me be as Christ to you.
pilgrims on a journey and companions on the road. We are here to help each other walk the mile and bear. I will hold the Christ side for you in the night time. I will hold my hand out to you, speak the peace you long to. I will weep when you are weeping, when you laugh, I laugh with you. I will share your joy and sorrow till we've seen this journey through. When we sing to God in heaven, we shall find such harmony.
Particularly here, perhaps more encouraging than many of the other messages to the churches, but here the church is commended as being a faithful church. As I suppose most people probably know, Philadelphia means love of the brethren. Certainly, brotherly love is an important work, surely, of Christians. We are commissioned not just to love one another, but also to love all people. To love those people that have turned their backs on God. To love those people who have never really thought about God. To love all people. We are taught that brotherly love is an important mark of the Christian. We are taught of God to love one another by God the Father, by God the Son, and by God the Spirit. But it is not enough to love God, but we have to love our fellow believers. We must also love a lost world and seek to reach unbelievers with the good news of Christ, the good news that we each now share. The church had a vision, this church had a vision to reach the lost world, the church at Philadelphia, I mean, and God set before them an open door. Now, Philadelphia was situated in a strategic place on the main route of the imperial post, both from Rome to the east. It was also called Little Athens because of the many temples in that city. The church was certainly located in a place of tremendous opportunity. I wonder what opportunity we've got. We're in the pub. There's an opportunity here. There's an opportunity where we live. There's an opportunity in anywhere where we meet or where God takes us or where we live. Surely there is a tremendous opportunity for us, as there was for the Church of Philadelphia. The Saviour, or the Lord, if you like, gave three wonderful and encouraging promises to this church in Philadelphia. First, he said he would take care of their enemies. One day these people would have to acknowledge that Christians were right. That's the enemies of the church. If we take care of God's work, as they took care of God's work, he will take care of all our troubles, of all our doubts, of all our mistakes. He will guide us through difficult times of service. Secondly, he would keep the church, it says, from tribulation. In other words, it's a promise that this particular church would not go through the tribulation that was to come. But what Revelation is saying, they will be taken up to heaven before the final tribulation comes. Third promise is to the Philadelphians, is that God would honour them. The symbolism in this verse would be especially meaningful to the people. Sorry. That's for later. to the people who were in constant change of earthquakes. That was familiar to that area. The stability of the pillar need no need to go out to flee. Not the spiritual problems. For a heavenly city, that could be not destroyed. God's city will never be destroyed. Ancient cities often honored great leaders, and they erected pillars with their names inscribed on the pillar. But God's pillars are very different. They are not made of stone, because there is no temple in the heavenly city. His pillars, God's pillars, are faithful people who bear the name, his name, for his glory. You know, in a very real sense, the church today is like the Philadelphia church. For God has set before us many open doors of opportunity. He opens the doors, and if he does, we must work. If he shuts the doors, we must surely wait until he opens them. I remember a couple in our church in London, one of our churches in London, came down to Tynmouth, and they decided that they were going to have a Christian bookshop in Tynmouth. That's what the Lord wanted of them. They went away and prayed, and suddenly they found that the Lord was saying, no, that's not what I have for you. I have something else. And then they found out, as some of us knew, that there in Tynmouth there was a good and successful Christian bookshop. So the Lord, you see, knew the truth. The Lord knew what was needed in his work, and he continued to use that couple, but back in London and in a place where they could help some people who had very real problems, even in their own family. And it was good that God had not taken them away. So, if we miss opportunities, we lose our reward. And this means, surely, that we will be ashamed before the Lord when he comes, or when we meet him. So my challenge that I bring, not my challenge, God's challenge, do we love God? Do we love the Father? Do we love the Son? Do we love the Spirit? What is our love really like? Some of you have heard me do this about love from 1 Corinthians 13 before. I want you to listen and to think. You'll find your names will suddenly appear. Rita is patient. Jean is kind. Sarah does not envy. Stuart is not proud. That's Stuart McKinley. Eunice is not self-seeking. Bruce Porter is not easily angered. We'll come back to that one in a minute. Bruce Barker keeps no record of wrongs. Brian does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. Richard always protects. Jilly always trusts. Graham always hopes. Stephen always perseveres. Rachel never fails. Can you honestly say that of yourselves? How strong is our love? Yes, love is patient, love is kind, and so we go on. But I'll take my own. Bruce is not easily angered. And I have to confess that if I'm travelling in a car and someone cuts me up and puts me in real danger, I get cross inside. And sometimes that cross is shown. I remember saying to one driver in London, "You've got lots of children in your car. Don't you love them?" "What do you mean?" he said. I said, "Well, you could have killed us all." Not easily angered. I think you'll find that we all fail in some way or in some depth to these things. I read them again. Rita is patient. She's finding it very difficult with the pain she's receiving. Jean is kind. Sarah does not envy. Stuart McKinley is not proud. Eunice is not self-seeking. Bruce Porter is not easily angered. Bruce Barker keeps no record of wrongs. Brian does not delight in evil but rejoices in truth. Richard always protects. Jilly always trusts. Graham always hopes. I don't think so. Stephen always perseveres. Rachel never fails. Of course, we all fail in those things. That's why Scripture says love is patient, love is kind, etc. And we have a big lesson to learn, don't we, there, about our love. And if we want to learn from the church at Philadelphia, then we need to know that we need to work on our love, the depth of our love, both for God and for others. If people saw that kind of love in our lives, oh yes they may, I hope they do, but if they saw that kind of love all the time, then surely that would be a greater witness than we are at present able to give. We need our love strengthened. And you know, you could say, well, it's impossible because I'm human. With God, all things are possible. We've heard a word of testimony from Stephen today. Tremendous transformation. But I can tell you this, once God starts to transform us, if we let him, he continues. And it says one day, and I find this so hard to accept, but one day we will be like Christ. But that is the promise. Let us work with the power of the Spirit in us to promote the depth of our love. I know, of course, that we all love God, but could not that love be stronger? I praise God. Amen. And now our last song, one I know many of you do love, but it says, really, in the first three words, how we can deepen our love, and that is in God alone. It is God that can strengthen and transform that love. In Christ alone.
In Christ alone, in Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless faith, his gift of love and righteousness, so by the ones he came to save, till on that cross that Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied, for every sin of him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. In glorious day, up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his, and he is mine, bought with the precious blood. Commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
We say the grace. I think most of you now know about this booklet. This is the one that's going to be given out at the open air service. When the service is finished, refreshments will be served. And I wondered why I couldn't find a particular refreshment carrier, whatever you call them, cabin. And when I went to B&Q yesterday, it was back and been there for weeks. I thought it had finished. And I know the lady, and I spoke to her. And I said, we had a need, but we've found a way to do it now. She said, oh, Bruce, she said, we were away, she said, on holiday, and while we were on holiday we got married, so that's why she wasn't there. But then she turned around and said, well, never mind, she said, but I can get you all the things you need, like the coffee, the tea and all that kind of stuff. So the Lord's still moving about this. I said, we don't need you to get the cakes. It wouldn't surprise me if she doesn't provide some extra ones, but that's by the board. But when we give this out, what a wonderful opportunity we've got of talking to people. The idea is one for a family. We've got 100 copies. One of our ladies at the coffee morning, very faithful lady, member of Barton Baptist, said to me, Bruce, can I buy one? I said, no, I'm sorry. I said, A, we wouldn't expect you to buy it when we'll be giving it away. I said, but we'll wait and you will receive one on the day. She was quite happy. But there we are. So, but we've seen in various ways that the Lord is still very much working in preparation for that day. And those things which you take away, the fact that we will be able to sing this new song by Graham Kendrick is great. But let us now get together and say the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen. And the service is recorded, is it not? Yeah, so it can go to Rita. Well, the others don't know that, you see.